Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, we're going to be talking with Mike Swanson about some kind of cool technology he's been working on. Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Welcome back from MIX.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great week that was.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
We did.
And, you know, just, you know, working with designers and developers and trying to solve both their problems and hearing their problems mm-hmm. and seeing where Microsoft technologies can take it moving forward, I think is a really exciting challenge for, I think, of all of us to look at. Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that you've actually played kind of an interesting role in bridging that gap between developers and designers, because you're a geeky developer with kind of a photo background.
That's right.
So I guess there's some design stuff there associated
right.
as well. But you've actually done some work on assisting XAML
mm-hmm.
build itself up and be capable of showing things that normally, like Adobe Illustrator, might
yeah,
do.
Yeah, absolutely.
What exactly started all this?
Yeah, so back in 2005, it was around July, we were thinking about how we kind of bridged the gap between the no tool. We didn't have any tools really to develop, to work with XAML. So we said, well, you know, where is most of the artwork that folks are going to use to develop icons that might be used in a WPF application? It was called Avalon at the time, if you remember. And we arrived at Illustrator. A lot of designers have Illustrator on their desktop, so we investigated what it would take to build a plugin for Illustrator that would allow you to take your artwork and export it out into XAML that could be used in WPF.
Because Illustrator is a vector format system, the same way that XAML is thinking from the vector style, which,
absolutely.
I mean, for me, I use a program, you know, similar to you know, like Photoshop that's mm-hmm. taking and doing things more on the pixel level.
Yeah.
So I think at the pixel level,
mm-hmm.
But Illustrator is vector-oriented and XAML is vector-oriented.
As a matter of fact, that's part of why we chose Illustrator over Photoshop. When we did the survey back in 2005, we said, you know, what tools do designers have on their desktop? Photoshop, you know, far and away was number one. But as you said, but WPF and XAML being a mostly vector-based system, we decided that Illustrator was the better choice. Of course, WPF and Silverlight both support raster or bitmap graphics, but we wanted to tackle the vector side first.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is we were actually going to engage with a third party, but we had no idea how much effort it would take to do something like this. So it was the classic kind of geek scenario of going home that weekend, oh, let's download the Illustrator SDK and just see, you know, what level of work would it be to do something like this. And it was one of those projects where, you know, a couple days later over the weekend, basically, you had a working model up and running, and it really wasn't as difficult as we mm-hmm. thought it might be. And then since then, it's been just a series of upgrades until the most recent version, which was released a couple weeks actually before MIX, so recently.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're actually taking and reading Illustrator files and then turning them into XAML files? Is that the way it works?
Not quite. It's actually, it's a plug-in. One of the things that when we talked to designers early on, is they didn't want to get out of the tool. So when we talked about this ability to export XAML from within Illustrator, part of the workflow is I live in Illustrator or I live in Photoshop and I don't want to leave it to some other tool and then drag my file into it and go through that whole thing. So ideally what they wanted was a plugin. So what we've built is, or what I built basically is file, export, give it a file name and out it goes. And the way it works is internal to Illustrator is an object model, like you'd have an object model, let's say in HTML or in a browser. It's unique to Illustrator and their SDK allows you to kind of walk that object model from a root element through all of the things that you might draw and pull attributes from there. And of course the job of the plugin really is to take those attributes, figure out the equivalent in WPF or Silverlight based XAML and spit them out to a file.
Mm-hmm.
So that's essentially what it does. I mean, I've simplified it, but that's the work that it accomplishes, and it does it pretty quickly.
So it'd be similar to having, like, you know, JavaScript in your browser that's reading the DOM of
mm-hmm.
Internet Explorer rather than taking an application that's reading an HTML text file and trying to rebuild the structure.
That's exactly what it is. So, matter of fact, people have written, hey, are you going to write a version that works on the .ai files, which are the Illustrator native files? And the answer is no. It'd be a completely different problem because mm-hmm. you're trying to parse the file as opposed to just having direct access to the object model inside of Illustrator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, are there pros and cons to doing it that model?
Well, one of the pros is that you have access to the same data that Illustrator is using. Now, of course, that data also is persisted in the files, just harder to get at it. So, for example, at MIX, we announced some of the new Illustrator import features in the upcoming version of Blend, where we released a preview. Of course, that operates on the file. You can actually open the file in that case, and they do all the parsing and all the manipulation to pull some of that data in. I think my job might be a little bit easier because I have access to the information as it exists inside of the program itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at what the demo looks like. And,
yeah, absolutely.
Exactly what you got going here.
Absolutely. So what I'm in here is the PC version of Adobe Illustrator CS3, so a pretty recent version, although they just came out with CS4. And I'm going to open a piece of sample art that actually comes with Adobe Illustrator, and it's a map of Yellowstone National Park. It's a very intricate and detailed map. I'm going to zoom in here just so we can see some of that detail.
Yeah, please do.
so we can read what we're doing here. So here I am zoomed in, excuse me, at 400%. And one of the things you'll notice, excuse me, is a lot of text. We've got a lot of vectors here that have strokes, like this red stroke on this vector here. We've got what are called symbols in Illustrator. So if I select one of these, like this little picnic symbol, it's actually its own embedded piece of artwork and vector that can be kind of splatted or repeated across the surface. And some other various shapes. So basically what the exporter does is it adds a command under File Export. So if I go to File Export, it adds a new type. So under Save as Type, if I look down this list, I've got two new types that didn't exist before I dragged the plugin into my plugin folder. It's XAML for Silverlight and XAML for WPF, only because there are some slight differences between the two of those formats. So I'll choose XAML for WPF, and I'll just export this YellowstoneMap.XAML to my desktop. I'm going to hold down the left shift key. We can talk about why I chose that, but hold down the left shift key while I do that. It's a pretty big file, although it exports fairly quickly. And I've got Robbie Ingebretson's wonderful KXAML tool as kind of a XAML pad on steroids, so to speak, that is my default XAML editor. So by holding down that left shift key, it pops up my default XAML editor. It could be Blend, it could be Notepad, whatever someone prefers to work in. I really like XAML or KXAML. So I'm going to drag the exported XAML away just so we can kind of see the fidelity here. Let me zoom in so we have a similar view to what we had in Illustrator. So if I look at this Mammoth Hot Springs area, you'll see a lot of the text exported, all the vectors, the same width, the same color. It's very important to maintain that fidelity. So let me flip back to Illustrator, and I see they're a little bit out of alignment. Let me just move them closer. So as I kind of flip back and forth, it's much easier to see. Most everything that's in both of those versions has been retained. Matter of fact, as far as the Mammoth Hot Springs area, I think we actually have full fidelity, mm-hmm. down to kind of the pixel level. And as you mentioned earlier, these are vectors. So they're fully scalable, they're rotatable. With some changes to the XAML, you could actually you could do a lot to this. You could animate it, for example, and things like that. Now, this example I want to call out, you know, this is a very intricate piece of artwork. It's not the kind of artwork you'd probably use the Illustrator to export to run as part of your user interface, for example. Normally what the plugin would be used for and the classic use is for iconography, for example. If you want to draw an icon and get the icon over and include it in a toolbar or animate it or do something with it. It's not so much for beautiful artwork. It's just that the beautiful artwork makes great and kind of acid tests to make sure that everything comes across.
Yep. What sort of things don't come across? Because you kind of alluded to the fact that it's not quite full fidelity.
So if I go back over here to Illustrator and I look at, let's see if I can find a piece. So you'll notice here, along these blue rivers, here's Yellowstone, and you'll notice it's text along a path. It's got a mm-hmm. little bit of a curvature to it.
Even that black-tailed deer looks like it's really kind of doing it.
Yeah. So if I go over here and actually kind of scan to the same point here, you'll notice that where over here I've kind of got Yellowstone over the top of this blue river, over here you'll notice doesn't exist at all.
No, it doesn't even show.
Doesn't even show at all. So text along a path is, for example, something that's not supported. But otherwise, the other text formats are fully supported. As a matter of fact, the recent version added native text support. It's a request that we've had for quite a while. You used to actually have to convert the text to outlines, and you can imagine how bloated that made the XAML.
Yeah.
Plus, it makes it uneditable, and if you're going to build an interface, for example, it didn't really help you. Right. So now, at least, you get the native text out there, so you can use all of the WPF and Silverlight text features. And symbols are also a recent addition. So these little picnic tables and beds and things like that didn't used to export, but now they do.
Mm-hmm. Now, the text along the path, is that a problem because you're not able to get that data out of Illustrator, or is it because WPF and XAML don't quite support at that level yet?
Well, WPF and XAML don't really support text along a path natively. And the challenge on the Illustrator side is it'll give you the path and it'll give you the text, but the logic that it uses to lay out those characters isn't exposed. So even if I wanted to kind of fake it and basically, you know, tell me where this character is and what how it's translated and transformed mm-hmm. and do that and just kind of spit out each character, it'd even be a challenge to do that. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of cases like that where there's no obvious equivalent or there's no easy way to kind of get it over. The good news is it appears as though the plugin covers kind of the 80%. The feature requests that I do get are generally in that 20% region. They're pretty specific edge cases. One that's fairly common is Illustrator meshes. And the way a mesh works is it's kind of like it sounds. It's a grid that you can lay over your artwork, and then you can take each of the intersection points on that grid and kind of stretch them and move them around. And then you can give colors to each of those points, and it'll blend between all of those colors, and you can do some really wild gradients. And there's no real direct way to support that same functionality in WPF or Silverlight. It's interesting functionality. Mm-hmm. It's just that we don't support that. So there's cases like that that don't come over, and a lot of people have actually come up with workarounds. You know, how do I accomplish this? Similar to the text case, yep, where you could always, yep, convert it to outlines. Now you don't have to.
Right. Yeah. But I suppose, you know, just to be, you know, fair to XAML, mm-hmm, I'm sure there's probably some things in XAML that it supports that Illustrator doesn't support as well.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, it's important to point out that Illustrator is not, when I think of the plugin and the development of the plugin, I can't ever imagine a scenario where it is your primary user interface development tool, for example. And it's not a ding on Illustrator. Illustrator's a great tool. It's just not, it wasn't built to be a, right, UI development tool. Right. Something like Expression Blend, for example, is much better suited for that. But if you're more comfortable with Illustrator, or you have artwork that already exists in that format, and a lot of people do, this is a great way to get that artwork from Illustrator over into a tool like Expression Blend. As a matter of fact, the XAML that's exported can easily be dragged into a Blend project and manipulated, mm-hmm, pretty easily.
So where would someone get your plugin then?
So if you go to www.mikeswanson.com/XAMLExport, you will find the exporter tool. Recently, I just made a Mac version, which was a little, okay, bit of a trick. One of the big requests I got is, you know, when are you going to have a Mac version? My problem is I'd never done a line of development on a Macintosh, even though I'd used them for years. Matter of fact, I didn't even own one. So recently, Tim Sneath and Thomas Lewis, our colleagues, let me borrow a Mac Mini. And it was a weekend of work again. Spun up on Xcode, figured out Objective-C, basically ported the plugin so it runs on the Mac. So both versions are now available, and it's equivalent functionality, since it's essentially the same code base with some very slight tweaks that are platform-specific, like when you pop up a file dialog, mm-hmm, for example.
So if I then loaned you my TI-99/4A, you could convert it so that it runs on that then, right?
I don't think I'm that good, although I used to code on the TI-99/4A. I remember writing a version of Joust, remember, yeah, the old, yeah, arcade, yeah, game, yeah, and if I remember properly, there weren't, let's see, at least I didn't know there were dot addressable graphics, so I actually spent the time to modify the character sets so I could manipulate the character set to pull off a version of Joust. It was pretty lame.
There you go.
It was,
yeah,
pretty lame. I think the bigger challenge would be getting Illustrator to run on the TI than it would be to get the plugin running. Yeah.
So what's the next step then in this process? I mean,
so the next step, again, I've kind of reached the 80%, and there's these 20% feature requests that come in that people ask about. But for the most part, people are pretty happy with it. I mean, if I think of kind of the path of development, I started this in July of 2005, did some very fast revisions, for example, to add gradients. Another thing is the coordinate system inside of Illustrator is actually flipped based on what's in XAML. So it's an easy transformation to make that happen. But just to make things a little more fun and exciting, the text is even flipped again. So when you pull out the transformation matrices, which, you know, control things that are skewed or rotated or scaled, among other things, inside of Illustrator, they don't just translate one-to-one to what you need in WPF and Silverlight. So there's a bunch of really wacky math that have, you know, caused me to pull my hair out over the years to get them right. But now they're right, so it's incrementally just adding features that people ask for. Probably the next most common feature, believe it or not, is support for bitmap graphics. Mm-hmm. In Illustrator, you can place a bitmap graphic and rotate it and transform it and do some things with it. And it'll go out with your vectors or save with your vectors in Illustrator. And I just haven't tackled that one yet, even though it's a fairly straightforward problem. The only real challenge is, you know, where do I put the file when I export it? The nice thing now is the XAML file is self-contained, and you can tell me where to put it. As soon as you want to include images, I have to kind of know where I'm going to spit the images out, and it's just a little bit more work. Mm-hmm. Probably the next one would be support for what's called XName, or naming your elements. You can name layers and individual elements inside of Illustrator, and a lot of people have said, boy, if you could just take the name of that layer or that object and spit it into the XAML as an XName, then I can reference it in code a lot more easily. So you can see this kind of push to make it do more and more and more, mm-hmm, UI development. And again, the tricky part there is I actually had that functionality in there, but a lot of people who are just converting artwork don't name their layers in any special fashion, and they can get name collisions. So layer one and layer one, for example, if that happened, for the person who doesn't think about that, when they exported it, you'd get a XAML error, and then they'd have to go debug it just to see what their artwork looked like. So I actually just chose to turn that feature off until I have time to do it properly. Yep. And then the left shift key thing is probably the last one. Adobe has a wonderful dialog manager system where you can code in a platform, non-specific way actually. You can code to a dialog system that works inside of Adobe Illustrator, and it will work the same on the Mac side. So the upside is you can write it once and you get the dialog support on both sides. The problem is there's a lot of complexity in that dialog manager. and only because this is a weekend kind of after hours project for me, I just haven't had the time to dig in. So I decided one day, how do I get it to automatically launch without giving a little option in a checkbox? Well, you hold down the left shift key, and that's how it works. So.
Nice workaround.
That seems to work. Actually, people like it because it's an easy thing to do in your workflow, and you don't get prompted yet again.
Yeah, for something else.
But someday, you know, some of these options, it might be nice to stick in a dialog box.
Yeah. I know one of the main things that we're realizing at Microsoft is that, you know, it's not necessarily valuable for us to get people to move to our tools to do stuff on. We want to make sure that developers and designers are using the tools they're most comfortable with.
That's right.
And so you're... plugin allows people to continue using Illustrator if that's what they're more comfortable in, and doing their stuff in Illustrator and then exporting to XAML when the need comes up.
As a matter of fact, when I recently released the Mac version, just the feedback that I got from all these Mac users who, they'd always ping me before, you know, how to, I tried to install it on the Mac and it didn't work, and so on. And I'd say, well, I don't really have a version. Now that I've provided a version, I've gotten some great emails that basically say, hey, now I can be part of the workflow.
Right.
Where I used to have to send my file over to somebody on a PC who opened it up in Illustrator and so on. Now I can just export it myself and send it over to the developers. And they're part of the workflow now, which which you know makes me smile and makes it feels worthwhile, right? That's a great reason to continue working.
Well, thanks for showing this nice little cool plugin you have, and thanks for all the work that you did on Mix and made that a success. And,
you too.
Well, you know, we look forward to first PDC and then Mix again after that.
You bet. Thanks for having me on the show, Robert.
Oh, thank you. So hopefully that brief little insight on how a nice little plugin for Adobe Illustrator can help make a XAML programmer out of any Illustrator user. So stay tuned for our next episode where we'll cover more exciting value and benefits coming out of Microsoft Technologies.